In dieser englischsprachigen Folge sprechen Sarah Estelle Turner, Anne Callahan und ich über die kraftvolle Unterstützung durch Blütenessenzen in Zeiten des Wandels. Themen sind emotionale Heilung, der Umgang mit Ängsten, kollektive Energien, spirituelle und finanzielle Transformation, Bitcoin als Element der neuen Zeit und die Bedeutung von energetischer Arbeit. Ein inspirierender Austausch für alle, die in diesen intensiven Zeiten nach Orientierung und Stabilität suchen. Let's go! Der Essenzen-Podcast. Interessantes aus der Welt der Blütenessenzen und Schwingungsmittel. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zurück zu einer neuen Folge im Essenzen-Podcast. Mein Name ist Carsten Sann, ich arbeite seit über 20 Jahren mit Blütenessenzen und heute teile ich ein Gespräch mit dir, das ich zur Sommersonnenwende mit Sarah Estelle Turner und Anne Callahan von den Indigo-Essenzen geführt habe. Es ist in englischer Sprache und wenn du gerne Untertitel auf Deutsch hättest, dann schau doch mal bei YouTube rein, denn da gibt es genau das. Den Link zu dem Video findest du in den Shownotes. Und jetzt geht's los mit unserem inspirierenden Gespräch.
Okay, so hello everybody. Welcome to the summer solstice between two worlds, using flower and vibrational essences as our navigation tool. I'm very happy to be joined today by my friend and colleague Anne Callahan of the Indigo Essences and Carsten Sann, who is a fabulous ambassador of essences in Germany and in Europe. He's been doing this for 25 years and has an online business called the Essenzenladen. Anyway, sorry, German people listening to my very bad German, which in English is the Essence Shop.
Yes.
So
plain and simple.
Yeah. So thank you, both of you, for joining me.
It's a pleasure, Sarah.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah. So I think it's so important for us all to meet each other and for essences to become more visible. It's one of my big passions, if you haven't met me before. So my name is Sarah Estelle Turner, and I'm the founder of the Gaian Pathways School of Gaia and Flower and Vibrational Essences. I also run a Gaian Business Academy, and I'm a priestess of the New Earth. So my passion and my life really began in all good ways when I first started taking essences. So I've pretty much dedicated my life to sharing them. And that's kind of what all of us have in common, I think, is leading with that light, which is so useful. So I'm actually celebrating 10 years of living in France on the 20th of June. We moved here from the UK. And that is when, really for earnest, I started sharing on many, many levels. So I know we're going to talk today about, all three of us, about the threshold moment between what is leaving and what is coming, and how what essentially in the middle is a big mess. Inside, outside, all over the place. And normalizing feeling how we're feeling, and not trying to override how we're feeling, which is really what essences do, is that they help us normalize having a dysregulated nervous system, for example, just because it's normal. It doesn't mean to say, though, it has to rule our lives or we can't do things about it. So my life is pretty much a good example, or probably a bad example of that, because I spent the first half of my life with a very, very dysregulated nervous system and not knowing that it was dysregulated, and therefore having ridiculous levels of anxiety, which then, because I wasn't doing anything about it, even as a young woman, turned into physical unwellness. And that is how essences literally came in and turned things around for me. So I had to kind of let go to the bottom to come back up again. But that's probably something to do with my Scorpio North Node as well. It's like it does kind of go up and down a little bit like that as well. So there've been many threshold moments in my life. That was one of them. Another one of them was our move here. And I say this for inspiration. My business, or our business, has sustained us here in France. And I know of many, many beautiful, sensitive, healing souls all around the world who would love to do their work, but find it really difficult to leave the old work behind and move into the new work. And I know both you, Anne, and Carsten have your own stories around how that is. And so I'm really passionate about, you know, just saying it's possible. All three of us here have done it, and we've all done it step by step by following our hearts. So one of the essences that I have leaned into in the last year to sustain me, because I'm just coming out of, at least I hope I'm coming out of, a very difficult 2 or 3 years, was, I'm going to hold up this so you can just see this being. So I have a range of essences called Moonflower Essences, which are rebirthing very shortly. But for now, I just want to share with you this beautiful crimson rose. This is a rose that lives on our land. And how she spoke to me last year, on June the 20th, not only is it our 10-year anniversary here, it's also the first anniversary of one of our cats leaving. His name is Pongo. So he will have been in spirit for a year this coming Thursday. So on the day that he was due to leave, he had a very bad thing happening to him. And so we had to make the right decision and help him leave. He was blind, deaf, but still walking. That was Pongo. He's still eating as well. He walked, Ian and I, down our land, and he stopped by this rose. At which point, you know, it was all getting a bit too much for him. But I clocked what was happening, and Ian picked him up. Ian's my partner, and brought him back home, back inside. A few days later, in my grief, I walked down the garden and found myself standing next to this extraordinary crimson rose. And in that moment, something happened. I don't know what it was. And then all of a sudden, I thought to myself, and this all happened within about 2 or 3 seconds. Those of you, Anne and Carsten, I know you'll know, when essences work really quickly, when they go in and you don't necessarily have to take them either, the nature beings just come. And I just thought, oh, I feel better. And I realized that this crimson rose, by looking into her eyes, had reconnected me back. I had come back because the few months beforehand had been really horrible, you know, and I'd left. Basically, I'd left in the trauma and I was back. And so really, that is what I'm wanting to share with you all today. Different essences will be relevant for different people. Crimson Rose is not going to do that for everybody, but it is her story. And I think really what I want to share today is that if you have been in a traumatic space, and it's like really you've got lost somewhere in there, essences are one of the most precious ways to literally bring you back. And they kind of like come back, you can come back in and come back into that vertical channel that we all have, that's heaven and earth. And he was like, oh, I'm back. And that is exactly what I felt. And because I was back, I could then make decisions from my heart. And I went on to do some pretty great things that summer. In my opinion, they were great for me. They were great because I hadn't been able to do that before because I was out of clarity. So I really do believe that as the old collapses, the more we can come back in and reconnect, and essences can help us do that, that, you know, the nervous system led truth, integrity way is what is going to carry us forward. Be ourselves. I think as old business models fall away and old ways of being fall away, it's going to be more and more and more and more difficult to actually earn money from those ways, which is really going to be difficult for probably all of us. But just keep coming back. Keep coming back to who you are. So that's really what I'd like to share with you all, and I hope that it brings some hope.
Absolutely. And what I want to not to add, but to say to this is people often ask me how strong are essences, how many drops do I need, how many essences can I mix, and I explain to them that it's not about the quantity or anything. It's really about the precision you select the essence with. And my example I tell to people usually is if you take one drop of the perfect essence for the perfect topic at the perfect time, can really change your life. But if it's not if the essence does not match the time or the issue, you can take as much as you want and it does not work at all. So I think what you just said is a perfect example of how this one drop, virtual drop of the essence really changed your energy in that moment. And I think it's beautiful.
It was very beautiful. Yeah. And absolutely it, which is why I think, and it's a very kind of like earth-led philosophy for us, we need to be in this for the long game. Right. You know, we are all in this to make our earth sustainable for ourselves and our children and our grandchildren, et cetera, et cetera. But we're also for our own health. You know, you can't take an essence once and go, well, that didn't work, which I'm sure both of you both hear. Oh, I got this thing off you, or I did this, or, oh, I did that years ago and it didn't work.
Mm.
Like, you just didn't stay around long enough to listen.
Yeah, and I really made the experience that what I hear quite often is that when issue comes up, old issue comes up, people said, but I healed that years ago. And I usually tell people that's not how it works, because when you do one round, one lap with the issue, you heal part of it and then it comes back again later. And the second time it's easier and does not take that long. And then you do the work and it still comes back. And every time it comes back, it gets easier and takes less time. So that helps a lot of people to understand that it's not like you have this issue. You become aware of this issue, then you deal with it, and then it's gone forever. It just does not work that way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Carsten, I'd love to hear what you'd like to share with us today, because I know you're going to help us a little bit. Abundance today, aren't you? Our feet.
Yeah, that's my cue. Yeah, again, thank you for having me. I'm really glad to be able to join you. And for me, from my perspective, the current times are, let me put it like this, we're approaching the peak of this transitional period. And I don't know when the actual peak will be. And I'm pretty sure that's not one event that's going to be the peak. But as both of you probably know, things are getting more and more intense, like on a daily basis. So, and I've been working with essences for 25 years, and my story is pretty similar to yours, Sarah. When I first learned about essences, it really felt like, okay, this is interesting and this is important for me. So, as you, I dedicated my life to working with essences, have been for 25 years and probably will do for many more years. And one of the first essences I ever had was by Sabina Pettit, Pacific Essences from Canada. It was Balancer, but that's not the essence I wanted to introduce today. I want to talk a little about the Abundance Essence. I have it here. This is the Abundance Spray. It has a beautiful tangerine scent, but it's also available as drops and as a body oil. And from my point of view, it's the most transformative essence there is in the world. Because, okay, maybe we put the link to Sabina's video in the show notes where she talks about the creation of this essence, because it's a very interesting story, but way too long to tell here. I've been working with the Abundance Essences for basically all these years. Just a couple of months ago, I started using the spray again on a regular basis, and it really, again, transformed my life. And it's all about 3D, because, you know, as we are in such transformative times, it's very important to do the inner work, but it's also very important to do the work on the outside. And as the old systems are collapsing, like financial system, health system, insurance system, political systems, you really need to get your ducks in a row to prepare yourself for all the good things that are to come. And for me, the abundance spray was kind of a catalyst to take more care of my financial issues, not like issues, but my financial situation. That brought me, or that made me dig into the topic of Bitcoin. And I could talk for days about Bitcoin, but I will spare you that. Just let me say that it is, from my point of view, hang on for a second. My computer just went. Okay. From my point of view, this is one foundational piece for the new world, together with artificial intelligence. To make a long story short, Bitcoin is a free monetary system, and it cannot be interfered with by governments or institutions. It's peer-to-peer, so it's a free financial monetary system between individuals. And it's really worth looking into it, and I strongly recommend you too. And all our views to dig into it. There's a lot of bad press about Bitcoin in the mainstream media, because they say only criminals use it and use for all kind of drug dealing and stuff. And that probably is true, but Bitcoin is just it's a technology. So in and of itself, it's neutral, and you can use it in good ways or in bad ways. Just like you can use a knife. You know, you can peel an apple or you can stab someone. So yeah, from my point of view, Bitcoin is one really foundational piece of the new world, however that might look like. And as I said, for me, the abundance essence was the catalyst to get me going to examine this, to explore this. And I think it's really, really important, especially in terms of finance, but also on all other levels, to get into your own abundance, like at all levels, not only financially, but finance is a big part of our life, you know, because money is ubiquitous and it influences every aspect of our life. So it's really important to also look into this area. And to prepare yourself for the things that are going to come, because I feel like the transitional period is going to last a while, and you need to be prepared. So that is basically what I wanted to say. And one last piece. We're always talking about the old energy, old world, new world. And from my perspective, it's not like there's going to be one tipping point where the old world ends and the new world begins. It definitely is a process. But, and that's the important point, it is not, I feel like there's a schism between two worlds. So basically, what I perceive is that we're on two different realities. Well, the old reality, the old energy, they're doing their thing. But there's also the optional new reality, the new world, where you can do your thing, that is pretty much what Anne, you describe as the new paradigm. So both things are really running parallel to each other. And that's as good, because you don't need to wait until the good things happen. You can make them happen already.
Yes.
So I really encourage you to take care of your 3D business, your views out there. Look in your financial things and health things and all the areas in your life that need to be looked at, because it's just important to do that right now. That's my message. Do it right now, and the abundance essences can be a great catalyst for that. So I think that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you, Carsten. Do you know, one of my first introductions to essences were via Sabina's range and abundance essence. That goes back a long time, so I'm really excited to hear about it again. And I just want to say as well, I use Thrive Cart Pro for my business as the shopping cart, and they had up-leveled everything, and it now pay with Bitcoin.
Yeah, I just did the same thing for our shop system. It's called Shopwares from Germany, but I also enabled it to accept Bitcoin and Lightning. But Lightning is a whole different story.
Oh, and thank you so much for sharing that.
Thanks, Carsten. Very, very interesting. I have a tiny, tiny bit of Bitcoin, and I know I'm not a great tech person. I know you're very easy with tech. And I look at mine and I think, oh my goodness, where are those numbers? What folder did I put on me? That sort of thing freaks me out. But yeah, you know, I think we live in the best of times and the worst of times. And that's, you know, what I want to talk about is, because I know, Sarah, you know, you said earlier, this isn't about papering over the cracks and saying, oh, it's fabulous, because it's not. There are days when it's absolutely not fabulous at all. But we have these amazing tools that can help us refocus our frequency. To me, we're in a kind of frequency war. As we you know, raise our frequencies, there are disruptive frequencies coming our way as well. And although I'm not actually going to talk about the essence, I'm wearing Shungite at the moment, because I find that really helps me to to adapt to time spent on the computer and so on. And that's something that we'll be releasing as a single essence very shortly. It's in our survival series, but never been released as a single essence so far. But I'm feeling more and more that putting it in a body cream and just applying the Shungite, if you have to be around smartphones and smart meters and that sort of thing, it can help if you're susceptible to that energy. Some of us are, some of us are not. Well, really, what the essences I'm sharing are the ones for when you've been having a pretty unfabulous day. And one of the things that I want to draw attention to, for those, pretty much everyone who watches this will probably be familiar with essences. And I know that there are times when I go through an unfabulous day, and at the end of it, I go, why didn't I take the essences? No. We are surrounded by tools that can change the way that we feel within seconds. Now, I know that there are times that we need to learn from experiences that aren't great, but we can also, you know, I would say to people, don't stay in that feeling. Don't wallow in it. Don't rest in it. Just know that you can change it. And it's more important than ever that we stay aligned with our highest possible frequency, because that's where our new paradigm lies. And we have the tools. We have the tools. And that's the brilliant thing about essences. We can help, you know, the conscious act of taking an essence, like choosing an essence, starts that process of recalibration indeed. And then we have the essence to keep us. The thing about an essence, and for those, you know, if there are therapists watching here, you'll know that, for instance, kinesiologists will do a balance on someone and they leave their best possible self, walks out the door, and then something slams them when they get home and they lose that perfect balance. And this is where essences are a great adjunct to any therapy that you do, because the essence can be taken anytime the person loses that balance. The essence can help them to come in back into balance and anchor that balance in their energy body. So I'm just going to share, as I know the time is moving. Share. Okay. Oops, sorry, I went stop share again. What am I like? I'll just stick it here and without. Can you see that? No.
Not yet.
Oh, sorry. I'm being my best tech self here. I shared and shared. Share. Green sharing. Okay. Play.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, boom. I managed it. Gratitude. Now, this is a word that grates on a lot of people. You know, when you're having a very bad day and someone says, oh, you should be grateful, and you feel like going, ugh. But actually, the thing is that when we are in those very low frequencies, if you can find, it's a contraction, our energy is contracted and weak. And if you can find something, just a little thing to focus on that makes that you can go, oh, isn't that beautiful? That starts to expand your body and it starts to expand your energy body, I should say. And this essence, gratitude, was made with this Japanese anemone. You can see the way that flower is looking at me. And this is something I find. I don't make many plant essences, but this I find when an essence wants to be made, that the flower faces me and engages me. And no matter where I go, I find the flower is looking at me. And this particular Japanese anemone is like, I've got you. And it's such a beautiful plant. It comes out, the base has got sort of dark leaves, and then these spires come up with these beautiful, bright, innocent, cheerful faces. So what it does is gratitude. It helps you refocus on something that expands your energy. Because right now our frequency is such that we can manifest what we're thinking about very quickly. So if we are thinking dark thoughts on a loop, ba-boom, 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 we will just manifest or magnetize to us more of the same. So it's important that we break that cycle. And the very easy way to break it is to just find something, some little thing that's just going to make you go, isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely? And that immediately opens up. And then the next now moment, which where you can magnetize in another bit of lovely energy. I have color, for instance. This is my favorite pink. And I just have to look at that pink and my energy changes. It's like, So for a lot of people, it's flower, it's a rock, it's an animal, a cat or a dog or something. But that is something that I would say to you all. This is a great essence, of course, for doing it. And if you find you're really constantly going back to the dark loop, you can put some gratitude into a body cream and just put it on your body. More and more at this time, I'm finding it very useful to apply essences topically. Put them into a body cream and just apply them wherever. And this I used to say to children, where do you feel that in your physical body? Where do you feel what you're feeling? Where is it? Is it in your tummy? Is it in your chest? Where is it? And that's where you put the cream, because that's where the block is. Okay. So The next one I want to talk about is olive, because the second thing that people are saying to me all the time is, I'm exhausted. I am so tired. This, as you know, Carsten's been saying, he's been working with essences since 2000. I've been making them since just a little before that. So it's been a long journey. This, you know, we haven't flipped a switch into this change of paradigms. It's been, you know, a long journey. And a lot of us are feeling, poof. There are some people who are feeling a sort of hopelessness about it. Some people who perhaps are following the news too much and keep, you know, they're watching what's happening on a daily basis and going, oh, we're never going to get there. It's so bad. It's so, you know, so dark. And in those kind of days when you feel exhausted and sort of hopeless, I would say that olive is an amazing essence to take. As you know, olives are made by several ranges. This one we made just south of Barcelona. A friend had this organic olive farm and we went to pick the olive harvest. And it was a very wild kind of olive grove, not like you'll see in parts, in other places you'll find olives are very pruned and, you know, sort of tight. This was an absolutely wild kind of grove. And this was the matriarchal tree. She was right in the center of the grove with four stems. It's very hard to kill an olive. Almost impossible, I think. They regenerate and regenerate. So they bring hope and they bring resilience. And they are, as you well know from the Bach range, a great essence for when you feel exhausted. Absolutely exhausted. That's something I would, the strength of the olive. We sent a young lad up picking on just a branch. We had this young fellow, one of the kids, went out on this branch. There was no thicker than my arm and it held his weight. Ah, that's such a strong tree. It's so strong, so resilient, and so bountiful. That's the other thing, you know, the crop, the olive crop is it's an amazing crop. Okay, we're probably coming close to time, but I'll share. Ba-boom. Deep magenta opium poppy. Now, the other thing that people are saying to me at the moment, maybe not any of the three of us going through this, but people are certainly going through this. And this is a resurgence of a state of fear and terror, just waking up in the middle of the night and not knowing what's going on. And I've heard people who've been doing a lot of work on themselves, even, you know, not just people who've never done work, waking up with this like sudden feeling of dread and terror and not necessarily knowing where it's coming from. So this is part of the reintegration process. We have been in the old paradigm, we have been ruled by fear. So this is encoded in us deeply, deeply in our physical body. And this right now is something that we have to let go of, because in order to move fully into a new paradigm, we have to let go of the fear, because fear is what has been used to control us, to stop us, to keep us small. So what seems to come up for people is, we have to face all the fears of money, relationships, homes, security, all of those things will come up to be addressed during this process. Yeah. And some fears that we have no idea where it comes from. So the story with this essence is that this magnificent, this is not the actual poppy. This is the one from my sister's garden, actually. But a poppy like that was taller than me. I was walking in the garden, my garden, one day, and this poppy again fixed me with its, you know, its face, and it turned around. And I just, at that time, I'd never made a plant essence, only mineral ones. And I said, oh, no, I don't make plant essences. Bye. Silly me. Because that was 2006. That year, I was very badly attacked on mainstream radio for producing essences for children. And it was, you know, all sorts of things happened around that time. And so I went through my intense states of fear and terror. I didn't make the essence. Nature was saying to me before it happened, nature said, here, you need this. And I said no, which was very silly. And I hope I've learned my lesson. Anyhow, the following year, I was walking through the garden and this little poppy, you see the one with the bowl, that fell across my path. And I realized at that point that I needed to make that essence. Deep magenta opium poppy. In the Aurasoma system, deep magenta is the color of spiritual rescue. So that's for, you know, when you are in a state of existential angst, deep magenta is a wonderful color for that. Opium in homeopathy is a remedy for states, in fact, for fear and terror, for prolonged states of fear and terror. And then if you look at the signature of that plant, the fringed petal, to me, it's about bringing fragmented parts of self back into the center. So when we split off, when parts of us, this could be called soul retrieval from a shamanistic point of view. When, you know, when we are very scared or very terrified, parts of our energy body split away. And then this essence, this energy helps to draw us back into our center. So that I would recommend for anyone who's going through that phase of the journey. And it's just a phase. It does pass, and it is something we have to conquer fear. We have to learn. We have to learn how not to listen to the old fear programming. And actually, I'll just give you one more, and I've probably overridden my time. And this one is Diamond Light, just to finish on a positive. Diamond Light was the first of the New Energy series, and it must have been made in 2000, actually. It was made with, you can see that tiny photograph of a ring up there. That is a solitaire diamond set in platinum and gold. And when this essence was being made, I saw these three energies circling around like that and then coming together. And I thought, that's very interesting. You can imagine diamond or platinum and gold mixed together quite easily because they're relatively similar. But diamond, although they are often set together in jewelry, they don't actually meld together. So these energies came together to form what I call the new energy. And that was what gave the name to the new energy series of essences. But what I want to draw attention to is the Diamond Sutra. In Buddhism, diamond path is the path to enlightenment. And, you know, to some, what we're going through at the moment is actually like an enlightenment. We're leaving this old paradigm. We're moving into a very new and expanded state of being. So in Buddhism, the diamond is sometimes referred to as the thunderbolt, the flash of lightning that wakes you up to the fact that all we worry about is an illusion. And that is something that we, more and more mainstream sort of physics is coming to the conclusion that we live in a simulation. So when things are really getting to you, it's quite a good idea to remember that none of this is really real. It is an experience we are having in these avatars, and we can change it moment to moment. So the piece from the Diamond Sutra, all composed things are like a dream, a phantom, a drop of dew, a flash of lightning. That is how to meditate on them. That is how to observe them. So when things are pretty, you know, if you really can't see the wood for the trees, what Diamond Light does is it takes you up to an overview, a higher perspective. I was trying it one time with a group of homeopaths I was teaching in Southwest London. And so people, they were sitting in the class, everybody had a frock of Diamond Light and they were meditating. And I always do this in workshops. So we were sitting there and suddenly one of them started to laugh and then another one and then another one. Pretty soon the whole group were laughing and I'd never come across that before. And what happened? And they said it just showed us how silly thing, you know, how silly it is to worry about anything. We were up, we could see that none of this really, you know, you could see what matters and what doesn't matter. The things we worry about mostly don't matter. So this is another thing to remember during this transition. On dark days, we have the tools to shift our energy. And at the end of the day, it's a simulation we are creating it day by day. So that is the end of my stop share.
If you allow, I would just like to add that what you're talking about, the simulation in a spiritual way, a lot of, you know, the film The Matrix?
Yes.
And a lot in the Bitcoin community, there many people are really convinced that we are on a 3D level living in a kind of matrix, not like in the film, not literally, but, you know, the financial system and all that stuff is practically kind of matrix-like, like an illusion. And you just need to wake up. So this is also true for 3D, what you said for the spiritual plane. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very exciting times. Very exciting.
Absolutely. And I don't know, do you want to add something, Sarah?
No, I'm just sitting here in deep appreciation of our conversation. Please go ahead.
Okay. And what other thing that came to my mind when you talked about fears, Anne, was I totally agree that you need to get rid of your own fears. So that's why they might pop up in the middle of the night or whenever. But I myself learned to distinguish between my fears that I need to get rid of.
Good one.
And the moments when I tap into the collective fear. And so it's really for quite some time, it was confusing for me because I thought, well, I did a lot of work and I know that these things come back. Yeah, just what I said. But there's still this other kind of fear. I cannot get my finger on what is this about. And you cannot heal the collective fear, but you need to find your way to deal with it. So these are two different kinds.
Absolutely. That's a really good point. And as we become more and more sensitive, this is happening. You know, it's almost like it's a vicious circle in a way, because the collective is expressing a huge amount of fear and we're becoming more sensitive to it on a daily basis. So that's a really good point.
Yeah.
And it's something, because we have no education in general, I'm speaking about in general, we have no education about our energy body or how to, you know, how to maintain it, how to clean it, how to know what, you know, what's what. And that's something that must come in to our healthcare, just like washing our teeth. Children need to be, you know, to know how to check their energy body and, you know, shield themselves and so on. That's a really good point. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And it reminds me as well as what happened to me in my late 20s. And it kind of went on to my 40s until I really discovered essences and started taking them, was very severe anxiety. As we've been saying, you know, I am kind of wired that way. And sometimes it returns. But when it returns now, it usually only lasts for maximum a day. Thank goodness. And one of the reasons it does that is because if anybody has ever experienced anxiety, if you let it, if you believe the anxiety, it's all over. If you believe it. And so what I realized is that when it happens to me now, yes, I try to remember to take essences, and but the thing that helps me most is to remember that, not to let it kind of attach itself to me. It's an energy that's come into my system, but it's not mine to keep, and it's not who I am. And the moment I remember that, within hours, it's gone, because I haven't let it attach. And that's what happened to me in my 20s, 30s, and 40s. I let it come into my body, into my energy field, and it was really quite hard to get it out. You know, those words are just how it feels to me. It's not necessarily what happens. So, yeah, I just want to add that it's really important to be to be in this for the long term and to really hold on to our tools and to not believe the wrong side of the illusion. So what a fabulous chat we've had. I've just sat here in complete appreciation of you both. I think it brings me a lot of hope to know, because sometimes people like us, we feel as if we're kind of doing things all alone. I know a lot of light workers, healers, essence people feel alone because most people have no idea what they're talking about or have no idea or how transformational essences are. So I think the more long-term essence users like us come together and share, so the three of us get to know each other, we know we're here, we all have anchors in different places of different kinds, and then it helps us others as well anchor in. Okay, I know this person, I know this person, I know this person. And if we have that, I really do think the grid of this new earth can start to take form. So thank you, both of you. Everybody watching, listening, thank you so much for watching. Please do check the show notes to find out more about all of us and where you can purchase some of the essences that we've been speaking about. Is there anything else, either of you'd like to share before we say goodbye?
No, just thanks very much.
Thank you, everybody, and take care. Bye-bye.
Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wir hoffen, dass dieser Beitrag Ihnen gefallen hat und Sie ihn nützlich finden. Alle erwähnten Essenzen und Produkte finden Sie in den Shownotes oder auf unserer Website unter www.essenzenladen.de.